Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing ad nauseam in the last 24 hours, Oasis are going to go on tour again, effectively ending a row between the Gallagher brothers that's been going on for about 15 years. Now, it's routinely put down to sibling rivalry. So within families, is that inevitable? Fiona Brennan is a clinical hypnotherapist. Good afternoon, Fiona.
Hello, Sean. Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, people always say sibling rivalry, or I'm a middle child, or it almost as if like you can't help it, these things are bound to happen. Are they always bound to happen?
No, they're not always bound to happen, but they are very, very common. And what's so unfortunate, Sean, is that they do play out for, like, as we can see, you know, a whole lifetime, if you like. So this is good news in terms of that they are reuniting. They're saying that it's more to do with the sense of being there for their fans, and the music and the demand is there so much for Oasis. But at the same time, something must have softened in one or both of them in order for this to take place, which is, as I said, good news.
Yeah.
But within families, you know, there is, these feuds can go on, and on a psychological level, they are very discombobulating for people. They sort of cause a lot of pain and suffering for individuals.
Yeah. Now, is there, you know, a lot of people kind of listening might well have this experience. You're a grown adult, but you're the youngest of two kids or three kids. You go back down to your parents' house at Christmas, and then you're treated like you're eight again. That kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
In the case of this kind of rivalry, is this behavior that they may well have learned when they were kids, that they're just kind of repeating the same cycle over and
yes,
over again?
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of unconscious patterns, if you like. And rivalry in siblings always, more than often, stems from wanting the parents' attention. So if, for example, Noel is the older child, perhaps, now I don't know, I wasn't there at the time, but we can speculate. And quite often when the younger child comes along, Liam is the youngest brother, that can take away. Obviously, the parents are going to be divided, and it, you know, things shift and things change. And depending on that, how secure that attachment is within the original, the oldest child, that can sort of throw them off their course, and it can cause a huge amount of, you know, just a sense of jealousy, of really vying for the parents' attention.
Mm. And it's interesting because I suppose even within the context of the band, that there was a tendency to report on them as in, Noel, the older one, was the real brains behind the outfit, and the other one was just the guy who stood there and, you know, who did a bit of singing. And that may have been when they were kids as well, because Noel was the older one.
Yeah, yeah. And quite often older children do take on a lot of responsibility. And what's really interesting, and you might even notice it with your own kids, I don't know, but we say things like, you know, let's say you're the oldest and you're 10 now. You can do this. You're 10. Mm. And by the time the youngest reaches 10, he's only 10, right? So it's a very sort of warped kind of view. And it's the older child will pick up on this, and they'll say, well, hang on a minute. I remember being 10 and having to do the hoovering or whatever it is. And now poor little Joey is you know, too young to do that. So it can cause all sorts of resentments that essentially, if they're not worked through, they do come through adulthood. They do shape the way that we interact, the way that we communicate, the way that we make our decisions. And they do cause a lot of unnecessary suffering. So I think that, you know, and I see it in my clinical work, Sean, honestly, where people are holding on for years, you know, of not speaking to somebody that they deeply actually love and care for. And it's heartbreaking, really, because these issues, when they're cleared up, you know, there's often a miscommunication going on. There's a misunderstanding. There's a sort of sense of, well, I thought they loved you more. I thought they loved you more. You know, there's all this kind of can come out.
Yeah.
In the wash.
There also seems to be, though, a factor that siblings particularly will say the nastiest things to each other because yes, they're siblings. And it's almost like, well, you can't get rid of me, so I'm going to say this. Whereas if somebody you were friends with said it to you, you'd just never talk to them again.
Absolutely, yes. And this again goes back to childhood, because when you look at siblings, right, it's where we learn a lot about our communication and how to sort of almost have a sort of sense of resilience when it comes to personal relationships. And siblings will be absolutely, as you say, really awful to each other. And then as children, 5 minutes later, you'll look around and they're having great fun. They're again, you know, light and laughing and having crack. So essentially that is learned early on that, you know, I can say these things, but we can somehow get back to good ground. What happens then in later life, why people don't get back so easily as they maybe once did when they were children, is often, not always again, but, you know, quite often, it's the other components now. For example, the in-laws or the outlaws that might say, that's awful the way they treated you. I wouldn't put up with that if I was you. I would, you know. And then that shapes a whole different, they start to see it differently and they say, oh, do you think that's not, you know, and it changes things. And that's where, again, there can be more sort of sense of you know, estrangement, if you like, where people don't communicate and hold on to grudges.
Yeah, that is a very interesting point, because I think one of them's either Noel's wife doesn't like Liam or Liam's wife doesn't like Noel. I don't know which one it is, but I suppose there's another person who comes into that dynamic and has a different perspective then and goes, that's horrible what's going on there.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's another territorial issue quite often, you know, depending on the in-law, there could be something going on there that they're insecure, they're jealous, and they start to kind of feel they want to get in the middle of this relationship, because, you know, it sounds like that they must have been very close. They've worked together for years. I know it's been a long time, but there was a sense of bonding there. And that can, you know, if somebody's insecure, that can feel like a threat to their own relationship. They want to be the closest person to their partner. And there isn't space, if you like, for the third wheel, which is the sibling.
Yeah. Actually, Chris, one of our listeners says maybe it was Noel's ex. Now she's gone. They can talk again. Deb says, what about when you get married? I can't stand my brother because his wife is toxic.
Right.
That's yes. in that, like, I don't like your wife. So it's kind of a judgment now on my brother because you like her. So I don't like you either.
Yeah. And this is, again, you know, there's so many layers to this. But I mean, I think the best thing that we can do, the best gift we give our family, our siblings, is to actually be very, very accepting. Right. You know, this is their choice. And when we do that, it is actually transformative. And I've seen it with clients over the years where they just take that step back. You know, you didn't marry them. It's not your sort of place, if you like. Let them get on with it. And what happens is often you actually develop a closer relationship through that acceptance. You start to become more, you know, open, more able to share things, less guarded, more mature, if you like, because every relationship that we're in, we do want it to mature with as we mature. Otherwise, we're just playing. We might as well be back in in the nappies, and we might as well be, you know, really just playing out those old patterns that were okay then, they were necessary then as children, but they're not necessary now. You know, they've sort of had their time, if you like.
So then again, sometimes your siblings do things that are just utterly unforgivable. I'm going to give you an example. Someone's texting to say, obviously knows about Oasis, says Noel said in their documentary that years ago when they were kids, Liam urinated on Noel's stereo. Liam said he was sleepwalking. Noel didn't buy it. I mean, that's, you know, you're out of the family for a behaviour like that.
On the stereo, maybe something else.
Well, the stereo, I assume, didn't work afterwards anyway. Fiona, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Fiona Brennan there, the clinical hypnotherapist, and her website is thepositivehabit.com.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.